Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to the very first Pets Allowed program for 2013. Hope you've had a great Christmas and New Year, and thank you to Leo for delivering yet another great morning of music. I am Kevin.
And I'm Kate, and it's just the two of us today.
That's right. We are all by ourselves in the studio. Someone let us loose in the studio together, which, well, hey.
We'll be fine.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. We've got lots to talk about, that's for sure, because it's been a very busy time at the Lost Dogs Home, hasn't it, Kev?
It has been quite a crazy 2 weeks. This is generally known as the silly season, and it's definitely the silly season for us down at the Lost Dogs Home. So, you know, whilst we're off the Joy airways this last fortnight, we didn't kick our feet back. We couldn't kick our feet back.
No, it's probably the busiest time of the year for the Lost Dogs Home.
Yeah. And during that period, it is all hands on deck. So much happens with Christmas and New Year's. And today, we're going to take a look back on some of the events that we've had of the last fortnight. So, Kate, tell us, what kind of things might we be talking about?
Well, I think we have to mention New Year's and fireworks. New Year's, you know, that's an important time. Well, it's an important message for us to get out there as the Lost Dogs Home, warning people to beware and keep their dogs safe. Hot weather. We've had some really hot days. Last Friday was a record hot day.
In fact, today is going to be pretty warm as well, they reckon. So we'll be talking about your pets and hot weather and maybe a few ideas to keeping them cool.
That's right. Half price adoption. We've started that just before New Year's Eve, and that's going really well. We've adopted lots of dogs. It's been very busy, so we'd like to talk about that.
We've had quite a few cats getting adopted, but not enough.
No, we really like to push the cats and fly the flag for the cats. We want more cats adopted, please.
That's right, because we have had, you know, some new cat enclosures built recently as well, which we talked about last year, which have been great, and you know, they're really giving the cats a time to sort of shine in the new pens and everything like that as well.
They're really happy in there, aren't they? I love the bigger enclosures so that they can actually move around on different levels and play, and then we've got the social sort of area, so we can put a litter of kittens in there and they bounce around and have fun. And
it's always fun to watch. You sort of go in there and you just hear these kittens playing all throughout the cat enclosure, so it's fantastic.
You get stuck there, actually, don't you? Like, you should be going off and doing some work, but you know, you get engaged with these kittens and time goes by.
That's right. And it's, you know, it's completely different over the other side where you're seeing the dogs and they're just being adopted faster than we can put them in the pens, which is great.
Yeah, lots of really excited people, you know, sort of, you know, thinking about adoption and, you know, and taking advantage of the lower adoption fee.
So we want to know, how was your New Year's and Christmas? How did your pets cope? What did they get for Christmas? You know, did you buy them a present as well? I know I bought Cinder lots of presents.
I think Cinder was actually quite spoiled, wasn't she, Kev?
I don't know what you're talking about, Kate. I don't know if Cinder understands the meaning of spoiled.
I have never known a dog to get so many Christmas presents as Cinder.
There was quite a few, but, you know, she likes them all. I had to go for a few different things, you know, some treats, some toys,
It's a good thing. It's a great thing. Yeah, hats off. I think it's, you know, we all should spoil our pets at Christmas. So.
That's right. And we should spoil them all year round, I think, as well. And especially, you know, it's coming up to midsummer this weekend as well. So we're going to
midsummer.
We both love midsummer, don't we? Carnival's a great thing that we've been a part of for quite a few years with the Lost Dogs Home. So we might talk a little bit about that as well. And you might even see one of us or both of us at midsummer on the weekend if you are going to the carnival. So you can SMS us whilst we're on air at 0427JOY949, or also you can email us onair@joy.org.au. And we're going to do things a little bit differently this year.
Yeah, we are. We're going to bring the pet of the week up to the front of the show, because we think they're a very important part of why we're here, to promote adoption. So
that's right, and they deserve a bit more time.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. This week's Pet of the Week.
Welcome back to Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Every week we put a pet into the spotlight, and we've changed things up a bit. We're putting them in the spotlight a lot sooner in the show.
Yeah, earlier. Where they deserve to be.
That's right. So that way we can talk to them.
Well, we had a chat to Claude earlier today.
Earlier today, didn't we, Kate? Yeah. So why don't you tell us a bit about Claude?
Well, Claude is a pretty chilled black and white cat. He's about 1 year old. He's one of those cats that, you know, I reckon when he gets home would be pretty happy just to lie around and, you know, lie on the bottom, sit with you on the couch. He's quite a boofy boy. He's, you know, got a bit of weight in him, but lovely, lovely cat, and will be you know, really great pet, very sweet. He's looking for a family that can give him all the love and attention that he deserves. He's only 1 year old, but he is actually showing some mild signs of a skin condition, but these things can usually be well and easily managed by just visiting your vet regularly, but also a good flea control. And I think it's perfect time to probably go and consider adopting Claude, since it's half-price adoptions this, at the moment at Lost Dogs Home.
Yep, so we are currently offering a half-price adoption promotion for completing our pet licence test. Now, the pet licence is some information and some questions about owning a pet, the responsibilities of owning a pet, and responsible pet ownership, really.
That's right. So you can actually do it before you come into the Lost Dogs Home and go to our website at dogshome.com to find the pet licence test. But actually, we've got printouts of the test and you can do it there as well. But it entitles you to 50% off. The adoption price.
That's right. And I mean, adoption prices aren't that much already once you consider what you're getting. You know, you're getting an animal that's de-sexed, microchipped, wormed, vaccinated, vet checked, all these different things that if you had bought an animal from somewhere else and had to get done, you're talking thousands of dollars here.
It would cost you a lot more. So it was a bargain already at full price, but at half price, absolutely a bargain. So
that's right. So if you wanted to come down and maybe visit Claude, you know, he's a gorgeous cat. We're going to put some photos up on our social media. Now, Kate, there's a photo of you and Claude.
Yes, I'm modelling Claude, or Claude and I are modelling each other, having a cuddle. So
giving him a bit of a cuddle. He is a gorgeous cat. So make sure you check that out. If you want to find our social media pages, go to joy.org.au and check us out on there, on our Pets Allowed program page. Now, Kate, if I wanted to find Claude, how would I find him?
Well, you can go to the Lost Dogs Home's website go to North Melbourne Cats for Adoption, and Claude will be featured there. Claude's ID number is 925564. You can actually call the shelter directly and they'll be able to help you with information about Claude, and our shelter number is 93292755. Or better still, just come and have a look. If it's not Claude, I'm sure there's another cat there that will suit.
We do have plenty of cats and kittens looking for new homes at the moment. You know, the dogs are running out the door faster than we can say boo, but the cats, they're being there. They're kind of being stuck there.
And Claude's actually one of those ones that have been there for a long time. So, you know, we like to see them find new homes, you know, eventually. Like, it's great. We fall in love with them at the Lost Dogs Home, but we really want to see them in new homes, because those, you know, cat condos are great, but they're a little bit small sometimes for a long period of time. So
that's right. So hopefully Claude might find a new home this weekend, and it might be with you.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
So, as we've mentioned earlier, it's been Christmas, it's been New Year's, there's been a lot of stuff happening. Now, Kate, Christmas and New Year's are a busy time for us at the Lost Dogs Home, but why? What is it about that time?
Well, I think leading up to Christmas, a lot of people talk to us about, oh, you know, people must be bringing in their pets now, they're dumping them after Christmas, but we actually find it's before Christmas that people surrender or their pets, or they get lost and no one ever comes to claim them because they don't want them back at the Lost Dogs Home. And we think this is because, you know, people are, you know, getting ready to go on holidays or got people coming to stay. We had an article in The Age, didn't we, Kevin, about Diesel, a lovely staffy.
And I believe the owner brought Diesel the staffy in because, well, the kids were coming over for Christmas. And so we can't have a dog in the backyard with kids.
It was just really inconvenient, wasn't it, Kevin? And, you know, it's stories like that that we, you know, we have a hard time believing. But the thing is that the Lost Dogs Home's there to support dogs like Diesel, and we took Diesel in and he went through, I think, behaviour modification. And
yes, he has been. I don't know if he's still in behaviour mod at the moment.
Be, or not sure.
He's looking for a new home, but he's a great little dog.
So, I mean, and one of the reasons why we've done, I guess, the half-price adoptions too is that leading up to Christmas this year, we've had more dogs and props and cats than we normally would have being surrendered to the home by their owners because they no longer want them. So, we, you know, our job and what we really want to do is turn the lives around of these cats and find them new, responsible, forever homes. So
that's right. And because of that, we had to launch our half-price adoption drive. Now, when the shelter starts to get a bit full, we have to do these sort of things just to try and get them out so that we can actually take on more, especially with New Year's coming. It was that definite time where we knew New Year's is normally a really busy time for us, and we kind of need to just go, okay, look, what can we do to get as many animals out as possible?
Because we know there's many coming in.
About to be heaps coming in, that's right. So we offered a half-price adoption drive, and now that's been really successful.
Well, we did it. We started the weekend before New Year's Eve, didn't we? And I think that weekend, around about 40 cats and dogs were adopted, which is a really, you know, great result.
That's right. And it was just for the weekend. We had some good coverage in the media for that as well. Yeah. So Herald Sun ran an article and everything like that.
Channel
so we had
7 some, were there filming as well.
We had some really good articles and media coverage at that time, and we had sort of, with New Year's coming up, we had a bit more, you know, drive to get that and keep that going.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a really important part of, and that's why we're so busy. You know, we're busy with the shelter, but we're really busy getting those messages out to people about the dangers of fireworks and, you know, making sure that they're safe and things that you can do to decrease the chance of your dog fleeing with fireworks. I guess also we want to make people aware of backyard fireworks. They're particularly... I guess a danger because they're just, you can't predict when they're going to go off.
Absolutely. And I know, especially where I was for New Year's, I have had noticed that there's a park quite near where I am and there was plenty of backyard fireworks. But I think, look, we might go to a song. We might hear from Madonna with Jump.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about the half price adoption program as well as the fireworks and everything like that. And how to keep your pet safe from fireworks, because Australia Day is coming up. There's going to be some more, and as well as Chinese New Year. I'm Kevin, and I'm joined by...
Kate.
That's right. It is just Kevin and Kate today.
It's the Kevin and Kate show.
That's right. Oslam and Alan will be back, but they've just had some things that they needed to do today. Mm. So it's just us. Now, we were talking a bit about our half-price adoption promotion, as well as the fireworks. New Year's Eve fireworks. That's right. So over New Year's, it's quite a busy time at the home, and Sue Conroy, our general manager of operations, describes it as her favorite time of the year, because that's the time when she can get back down to basics and
reunite lost dogs with their owners. Yeah,
so we do get quite a few emotional reunions happening, because each year we get quite a high number. Now, backyard fireworks are quite an issue for us. I know, especially in my area, there was heaps. My dog's not too concerned about it, thankfully.
And mine either. Mine were really good. And actually, I hadn't been through a news with my dogs, because I actually just adopted them in the last 12 months. So it was really interesting to see how they went, and they were absolutely fine, very chilled.
It was actually Cinda's first New Year's as well, so it was interesting to see how she was going to react. But, you know, there are some dogs who will stop at nothing to get away from fireworks. Now, Kate, about how many dogs did we receive over the New Year's period?
Well, overnight, actually, on the New Year's night, we received 38, which is a lot less than what we normally do. I think Sue said that we could actually receive 7 times that amount on a really, really busy New Year's Eve. So we think perhaps the message is getting out and people are taking precautions and making sure their dogs are safe, or, you know, people are more vigilant about getting onto people doing backyard fireworks as well. So we're really happy to see that it was a really quiet night by our standards.
Yeah, and I think then over the 24-hour period encompassing New Year's, we got about 80 animals, dogs and mostly dogs, that were coming into the shelter because of fireworks and everything like that. But, you know, within that week, a lot of them returned home, which is also really great.
And that's the great thing about, New Year's Eve dogs that come in. Most of them, you know, are owned by responsible owners. They've got their ID on them. It's just the fireworks that have caused them to get out. And as Kevin said, we get all these emotional people coming in to reclaim their dogs. And also many, like, absolutely bemused as to how they actually got out, because I had a lady once that, you know, her dog was locked in the laundry, and it was, yeah, I know, you would think the laundry is pretty safe, but for some reason this dog just got out. It scratched or got through the fly wire or something, and fortunately came into Lost Dog's Home and was safe.
Let us know how your pet was on New Year's. You can SMS us 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au, or give us a call 1300JOY949. Now, because of the New Year's success, as well as the success of our half-price adoption, we decided we were going to continue it. It's school holidays. It's a great time to come and adopt. We've got heaps of cats.
cats.
Looking for home. How many times can we emphasise that point? The dogs are going really quickly. The dogs are being adopted really quickly, but the cats, not so much. So we decided to extend the half-price adoption promotion.
That's right. It's going to the end of January. We want to obviously adopt as many cats and dogs as possible, but we think it's also a really good time to adopt, because generally we're taking some time off.
Nicer weather, so you might want to get out with your dog and take a walk.
You start your walking or exercise program, and you've got, you know, your New Year's resolution, and you've got a dog. Those people with kids, you know, they're on holiday, so they can take part in welcoming a new dog or cat into your home. We think, you know, having that extra time to settle your dog in and get to know each other, it's a really great opportunity to adopt, and we're making that bit easier by offering half-price adoptions.
Now, with the New Year's and everything like that, how is National Pet Register?
Well, National Pet Register is generally very busy on New Year's Eve as well. We, like the shelter, are a little bit quieter this time, but we had extra people on board to take calls. You know, we had someone manning, actually two people manning the phones until 3 o'clock in the morning, just in case.
Wow.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, and then obviously it's 24/7, the phone's manned all the time. But yeah, lots of people have found dogs with our free ID tags giving us a call and asking for the owner's details so they could be returned. But yeah, like the shelter, it wasn't as busy. So again, we think that message is getting out there.
That's really good. Now, if you want to know what the Pet Register, National Pet Register message is, you can actually come and visit us at Midsummer this Sunday at Carnival. We will have a National Pet Register stand, which is also the Lost Dogs Home stand. So Kate and I will be there at some point throughout the day. I'm probably going to enter Cinder into Dulcie's dog show as well.
Yeah, what a surprise. But I'm sure she'll win again.
Yeah, well, it was actually Luna that won last year. Oh. So she won Cutest Bitch last year. But I think, Cinder, we're gonna be in for a good run with the best trick this year. So
I hear that Cam from Drive is actually going to be entering.
Yeah, with Cam from Chris and Cam from the CNC Drive Factory, I reckon they've got some competition.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you better pull out all stops.
We'll see how that goes. So coming up right after this, we're going to talk a bit more about how you can keep your pet safe when there are some fireworks around, because we do have Australia Day coming up as well as Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Now, we are currently talking about the sort of New Year's and Christmas period. And one thing that happens and one thing that we see a lot of animals come into the shelter is because of fireworks. So, Kate, with Australia Day coming up, Chinese New Year coming up, there's going to be some more fireworks around. What are the kind of things that we can do to keep our pets safe?
Well, I think the most important thing is to make sure that your pet is identified with a tag, collar tags, as well as microchip, and also to make sure that your contact details are up to date. Dogs can have ID, but if your phone number's changed, it makes it really impossible for us to contact you. So we really want to remind people to do that. And Midsummer, it's a great opportunity to come down to the National Pet Register, get a free ID tag. If you've got any questions about identification, we have a whole team of people that would be willing to help you.
That's right. Definitely come and visit the National Pet Register. Now, as Kate mentioned, free ID tags. Now, these are little green tags which have a unique number on them, so that if your pet gets lost and someone finds that pet, they can call National Pet Register 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter if they find them at 3 a.m.
That's right. I was on the after hours phone last night, so I got calls at, I think 12:30 was my latest, and then 6 o'clock this morning, but helped many people who'd found dogs with one of our tags get them home to their owners.
And it makes your pet get home a lot easier as well, because they don't have to go to a shelter, they don't have to go to a vet clinic to get that microchip scan. They can just get your details and contact you directly.
That's right. And quite often, actually 9 times out of 10, the dog is just around the corner, or, you know, only a few streets away from where it lives. It's just wandered out and it's wandered into someone's yard, or, you know, someone's been out walking their dog and it's followed them home. It's really quite amazing just how close these people are. And you talk to the people who found the dog and they go, oh, yeah, I know where that street is. I'll run that dog around, or I'll give them a call. So it works. I can't express how well it all works. So, and you can actually go to our website, petregister.com.au, and you can sign up online for a free ID tag if you can't make it down to Midsummer. But yeah, otherwise we'll be down there giving out lots of free tags.
Excellent. So some other ideas in terms of fireworks is to keep your pet secure. So sometimes you might think your fence is secure, but there might be a hole somewhere that they know about, or they might break open the fence. Like, I have seen that happen as well, where dogs have just dug their way out or completely smashed the fence or whatever they could to get out. So I keep my pets inside when I know there's going to be something.
I do too.
Yeah, when I know there's going to be fireworks or anything like that, a storm even, I keep them inside. So on New Year's Eve, I stayed home because it was Cinder's first New Year. I wanted to make sure that she was going to be okay. And I had a foster dog with me as well, so I didn't know how he was going to react.
How did he go?
He was fine, actually. They're both of them just completely just ignored everything, and we're like,
I think also that they feel more comfortable also with you around. You know, obviously, you know, you're the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
You're the person they trust. So they're generally, you know, happier if you're there. And also, I think if you don't make a fuss.
Yes, that's right. So if you're calm and everything like that, then they pick up on that. So we had a lot of fireworks going off around us because we have a park nearby. People were going and blasting illegal fireworks. I know. It was
unbelievable.
I went for a walk with Cinder in the morning, and it was just packet after packet after packet after packet of fireworks there. Don't know where you're getting them from, but they are sort of setting them off. And yeah, so at night when they went off, she just sort of looked at them and then, no, that's all right, that's fine. I put her to bed pretty early, so I got them into bed at about 10 o'clock so that for the last fireworks, they wouldn't really notice much of it. So that's another thing. If you can, stay home.
That's ideal, isn't it? But if you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Either, you know, you can see if someone can stay home with your pet, or if they have somewhere where they can go, like a friend's place who have pets as well who might be thinking of staying home. Because as well, they could climb your fence. Like, that's one thing you don't realise. Dogs can actually climb.
They do, and especially when they're really frightened and they have that flee or fight sort of reaction to something when they're really scared. And obviously, it's flee when it's fireworks. They can do things that you could not believe that they would do. And, as Kevin said, they scale fences, don't they, and crash through fences as well, or they'll find a weak spot. It's amazing what they'll do. So, yeah, again, bring them inside. That's the best thing you can do. And if you have one of those dogs that absolutely is really stressed, you can also visit your vet, can't you?
That's right. I was just about to on the same wavelength here. So I was just thinking, you know, vets can help with that as well. So there's quite a few things out there to help reduce anxiety and stress in dogs if it really does get to that point where they're so completely stressed out about it. But just giving them somewhere safe and secure that they can go will really help them.
Yeah, and put the radio on or put the television on just to, you know, decrease the impact of the noise outside as well, so that, you know, that becomes more of a focus for them and calms them down. I guess in the end it's all about sort of being safe rather than sorry, isn't it? Do all you can just to be sure that they're safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of us, especially me, my pets are like my children.
Yeah,
as well, Kate, you have kids, but, you know, your pets are like your children too. So it's
they're my better behaved kids.
They're the well behaved ones that don't go out at all hours and everything like that.
That's right.
So just make sure that, you know, you think responsibly, think about your pets, don't forget about them, even though you might be having fun. Definitely think about them.
Yeah, they have to come first, I think. Yeah, don't get carried away partying. Remember your pets.
So the Lost Dogs Home has shelters across the country that care for thousands of lost and abandoned animals each year. So I am skipping ahead. I think we could talk about what we're actually going to talk about.
We're going to talk about some vet students from Melbourne Uni vet students.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
So our North Melbourne shelter, as I said, we have thousands, you know, we have shelters across the country, but at our North Melbourne shelter, we've just implemented a new program.
Yeah. Well, yes, we're final year vet students from Melbourne University, spend 2 weeks at the shelter working in our veterinary clinic. They about 5 or 6 a week at a time come and visit us and stay for the whole week. Now, it's a great opportunity for them to get an insight into how a shelter works, shelter veterinary medicine and, you know, the challenges that we face. They help with the dissexing.
It means they get that practical experience as well.
That's right. They help us out because we do quite a lot of dissexing in our veterinary clinic, getting dogs and cats ready for adoption. It's fantastic experience for them that they just don't have, you know, that Melbourne Uni can't really practically provide that we can in the shelter. And the other great thing is that they get an insight into, you know, shelter dogs and they can be advocates for adopting in the future.
That's right. So, you know, we did have a program where students from any sort of university or anything like that could come to the Lost Dogs Home who are studying veterinary, but now it's a great thing with Melbourne University, and they get to train with us for 2 weeks. You know, first week is towards the start of the year, last week in their last year, and it just means, you know, it's great, it's brilliant, it's so many more vets that are going out there that are then having that practical shelter experience and getting that, you know, as you said, being advocates for adoption as well.
And I think that's important. So when they're talking to their clients, you know, you get to know your clients really well as a vet, and they, you know, and those clients might have dogs and cats from shelters, so they can be familiar with, you know, some of the, I guess, behavior problems as well as medical problems, but also talk to people who may have lost a pet, you know, to consider adopting next time. So it's great. And look, they're so excited. They love being there. We've got some great staff there that are really supportive and really keen also to help mentor these new students.
Brilliant. Sounds like it's great. So right after this, we're going to talk a bit about the heat.
Yeah.
Because it is getting a bit hot. It's a bit hot today as well.
It's going to be another really hot day today. So timely discussion.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
The Lost Dogs Home has shelters across the country that share for thousands of lost and abandoned animals each year. With a total fire ban across Victoria today, Oslam, who isn't here today, it's just me and Kate.
Yes.
That's right.
But so we're loving it. We're having fun, aren't we?
We are having quite a good time. So Oslam caught up with one of our shelters that has really felt the heat.
Okay, I'm on the phone with Kate Kemp from our Echuca shelter, where temperatures have soared over 44 degrees over the last week. How has things been going there at the shelter, Kate?
Well, it's been quite warm, as I'm sure you can imagine. The animals are very fortunate up here to be inside and have air conditioning. We have been giving them isopole-type treats, So just freezing up in bottles or in balloons, chicken stock or beef stock with some treats to help keep them entertained and a bit cooler as well and hydrated as well.
How did they take to that? They must enjoy that.
They do really enjoy it. Same as the cats and kittens, they get them as well, but they get them obviously in little ice cubes as opposed to bigger treats. And they actually have quite a lot of fun with them, particularly obviously the balloons, put them in there because they're round. They can push them around in the cage. They get quite excited about them, and obviously with the stock it really encourages them to have a taste and take some interest in it.
And so were they the sort of recommendations that you made to the community as well in terms of looking after their pets during the heat?
Most certainly, yeah, keeping them inside if possible, obviously, keeping them in a cooler covered area, and obviously offering them isopropyl type treats and water on blankets, giving them access to nice fresh water, putting ice cubes in their water is always a best idea as well.
In terms of walking, would you suggest early morning walks and late evening walks, as we have suggested for residents living in Melbourne with pets?
Certainly the early morning walks are good. Late evening, still very, very hot here, so possibly not the best. It is cooler, obviously, than during the day, but it's still been remaining quite high in temperatures, so certainly early in the morning, just before the sun comes up or just as it's starting to come up, is the best time to exercise in our area for sure.
During this heat wave, Echuca's experienced several grass fires up there as well. How have you advised the community on acting caution during this period?
Obviously to keep with their action plans and make sure they do have action plans in place that also incorporate obviously their animals most importantly, making sure that their animals are identified, keeping them close and safe to them as well is very important.
And just in terms of your interaction with the community, how have feelings been around this time? Have people been nervous?
There certainly was some nervousness in the air a couple of nights ago when there was a local fire that is still unknown to how it started, but it is suspicious because it was right in a residential area.
Well, the temperature is set to reach 40 degrees today, I believe, but then it's going to start cooling down according to the Bureau of Meteorology over the next few days, so that's obviously welcomed.
It'll be some welcome relief to everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to have a chat with us.
No problems at all.
So that was our Echuca shelter manager, Kate Kemp, giving us a bit of an insight into how the Echuca shelter is coping with the heat and the nearby bushfires. Now, Kate, bushfires around this area, around Metro Melbourne, not really something that we worry about too much.
But for those people living in, you know, regional Victoria or even in the outskirts of Melbourne, like Warrandyte or obviously where the Black Saturday happened in that area, a very real threat. So, yeah, the Lost Dogs Home was actually involved with the CFA. That's the one. CFA actually not long after the Black Saturday bushfires, and we put together the bushfires and your pets information sheet. So, and you can find that online on our website at dogshome.com.
That's right. And it does give you a bit of a bushfire survival plan for your pets, bushfire relocation kit and things like that as well. Now, hot weather, as Oz mentioned, you know, don't walk them during the heat of the day. Walk your pets in the morning, at night. You know, you might have some friends that are in an area which is going to get really hot or bushfire prone. Think about maybe saying, hey, why don't your pet come and stay at my house for a while, you know, just in case, to keep them safe and everything like that as well.
That's a really good idea. And actually, you know, when it was Black Saturday, Lost Dogs Home took in a few dogs from people that lived in areas like Warrandyte. Just, you know, they were just a bit, you know, nervous, and just making sure that when and if bushfires came, they didn't have to worry about their pets. So it's really important that, you, as Kate said in her interview, to think about your pets, consider them in your bushfire plan. What are you going to do and be prepared?
And absolutely think about your pets during hot weather as well. Yeah. We had a case from last Friday where two dogs were actually left in a car during 40 degree heat.
I know, it was unbelievable. Some interesting facts. Last Friday, 6 p.m., it was 40 degrees, which is amazing. And actually, the temperature didn't dip below 35 degrees until after midnight. But these people decided that they would, you know, go and have a bite to eat and leave their two little dogs locked in their car.
Thankfully, though, those animals are okay.
Absolutely,
they
fine.
Got picked up by the Lost Dogs Home, one of our animal ambulances, taken to Essendon Emergency Vet, and yeah, the police are now involved with that situation as well. So, you know, those people will hopefully have learned that they are not to leave their pets in the car. But it's just really funny that we still have to be promoting that message and saying, don't do it.
I know. And I think if people do understand it just a little bit, you know, they know the dangers of leaving an animal or a child in the car, that actually probably don't understand how quickly a car can heat up. I mean, they might think, oh, I'll just dash in and I'll just get this in the supermarket. But, you know, it only takes, I think it takes 6 minutes for a car.
It's a very, very short period of time.
Especially a car that hasn't had air conditioning on. It's only about 6 minutes to get to a really dangerous temperature.
So please remember, especially today, keep your pets safe during the hot weather. So it is a hot day today in Melbourne, and there are a few ways that you can keep your pet happy and safe in the heat. Now, I have a black dog, so she gets hot really quickly.
Yep, one of my dogs is dark as well.
So that's right. So you've got to take extra special care. So one of the first things I do is make sure that her water bowl has been topped up with fresh water every morning if it's going to be a hot day. Now, as well, I leave her with a truly scrumptious frozen Kong. I say truly scrumptious because, well, it's got some Vegemite in there.
Oh, yum.
You know, some dog treats, some liver treats, and then you freeze it, put it in the freezer, like add some water, put it in the freezer, and she absolutely loves it. What about you, Kate? What are the kind of things you would do for your dogs?
Well, I make sure I walk them really early. I mean, I walk them early anyway as a rule at about 6 o'clock in the morning. So they've had some exercise, so they've got that out of the way in the cool of the morning. And then I actually, again, yeah, I do the same as you, Kev. I top up the water to make sure they've got plenty of fresh water and it's in a really cool spot so it's not going to heat up during the day. And I leave my house open. Vocalist, please don't listen. But I do leave my house open because my dogs are more important. I make sure that they have access to the cool parts of the house. So, you know, I've got a little Maltese called Molly. She's got a very thick coat. She heats up really quickly. So she loves to be on the tiles in the hot weather. So I do that. And, you know, I know a lot of people also leave air conditioning on. I know people who've had older pets have actually gone to work and left their air conditioning on. So they actually have a really cool spot for those older dogs that suffer in the heat.
Very, very lucky dog getting some air conditioning there. So if you want some more information about keeping your pets safe in the heat or also safe from bushfires, please check out our website, which is dogshome.com. Now, don't forget, we do have our pet of the week this week. We did talk about Claude earlier in the program. So he is a lovely cat and his animal ID number is 925564. And with half price adoptions happening at the moment, it's never been a great time to come and adopt and never been a better time to come and adopt. So you can check him out on our website as well, which is dogshome.com.
That's right. And he's, as we said before, he's a lovely, lovely cat and he'll make a terrific pet.
Is coming to the conclusion of our first show for 2013. Kate, that went really quickly.
Dude, I can't believe how fast it goes. You know, we'll be finished this season before we know it as well. But it's great fun. I mean, I love talking about the Lost Dogs Home and I love talking about adoption and responsible pet ownership.
Absolutely. And that, I mean, that's why we do the show each week. Now, we would, of course, love to hear from you as well. So let us know what are the kind of things you want to hear about on the show. You know, what do you love about the show? Oh, we received quite a few text messages in as well. So Jordan and Betty wrote in to say, welcome back, Pets Allowed Tribe. Jordan is wagging his tail when you mentioned doggy treat. Could you please give the full ingredients? So that was when we were talking about the Kong. So we use at home with Cinder, we use some liver treats, put that down to the bottom of the Kong, add some more treats on top of that. So anything that you've got, I've got a few biscuits, some liver crackers, that sort of thing, into the treat, and then also some Vegemite. Now, you can use peanut butter, but Cinder actually loves Vegemite. She's a true Aussie girl.
Yeah, they love that salty taste, don't they? That's
absolutely. Give it a bit, put a bit of water in it. So we usually put it in like a little plastic bag or a Ziploc bag. Put water in it, chuck it in the freezer. When it comes time to give it to them, just run some hot water on the outside. It melts it a little bit. Slips out of the bag. And she absolutely goes nuts for it. And it also means it lasts a little while in the heat as well because you've got that that ice and that frozen ice there. Okay, so I'm just having a look as well.
The messages?
We got another message saying that a kangaroo actually jumped out in front of someone's car, but it was okay. So that's good.
But that was in residential Heidelberg, though, wasn't it? That's amazing. I didn't know that there were kangaroos in that area.
So that's very interesting that there are some kangaroos. So thank you very much, Paul, for that message.
Letting us know, yeah.
Now, don't forget, you can catch us at Midsummer this weekend.
We'd really like to see you and And if we're there, we'd love to meet you too.
Yeah, please come and say hi. Alan will be back hopefully next week if he doesn't get called away, but he will be answering questions once again. So with his Q&A, he is Dr. Alan Bolton, the Joy veterinarian.
Yep.
So make sure you send us an email, lostdogshome@joy.org.au.
And next week, we're going to be talking about adoption, aren't we, Kev?
That's right.
Thinking adoption first.
Think adoption first. So we would love to hear your stories as well. So if you've adopted from the Lost Dogs Home, send us an email. Find us on Facebook.
We get lots of lovely emails about adopting and how successful the adoption's been. So we'd love to hear from you as well.
That's right.
It's our favourite emails.
It is our favourite emails. We love hearing about how our former residents are doing in their new home. So thank you for listening and stay tuned because Sammy is coming up with another afternoon of joy.
Of music and joy.
Excellent. And don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats. Thanks.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.